News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Hey, Copper, did you know what happened with my Twitter feed last night?
Oh, no, what?
I was locked out. I was in Twitter jail. I was in Twitter jail.
Wow.
I mean, so Birdman and I had no idea what was going on. You know, Birdman handles all, for the benefit of the audience, Birdman handles all of the tech stuff outside of the studio. We call that the outhouse. So anyway, Birdman's in the outhouse, and he emails me last night and says, or a text me and says, hey, you're apparently locked out. We assumed that it was because I had been going at it with some, shall we say, diverse alternative lifestyle individuals on Twitter. who you remember that story the other day, Copper, about the story from the Tennessean about somebody,
yes.
Who they were labeled as Nashville's first Latinx neurodivergent trans queer public theologian. Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I looked up, and I was getting all kinds of just heat from a bunch of libs on Twitter for daring to question all the words in that title. Oh, these are real words. You're just too stupid. You don't want to look it up. You don't like to learn things. And I was like, okay. So I went to the dictionary, and I put up images of every single one of those being non-words.
Nice.
Yeah. And so yeah, that was fun. Next thing I know, I'm locked out. Can't get to Twitter. Well, I don't know if you remember this or not, but a couple weeks ago on the air, I talked about the fact that the day that Elon Musk, you know, announced that he was, you know, officially buying Twitter, that I put up a tweet that basically ran the gamut of everything that Twitter has been banning people for. Do you remember that? I don't know if you remember
yep.
that or not. Okay. I had one. I said, let's see if I'm on here an hour from now. Well, so this morning I get a notification. I sent it to Birdman to see. It turns out I was locked out, not because of all the other stuff. I was locked out because within that tweet, which was, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Within that tweet, I had one line that said that ivermectin works against COVID. And they locked me out because I broke their COVID protocols.
Mm.
But apparently, I brought so much death and destruction upon the nation that I was only locked out until 8 o'clock this morning.
Wow. What's even the point?
I don't know. I mean, what is the point? It's like a timeout? Is that what they? I guess that's the Twitter version of a timeout.
Just remind you they have power over you?
I guess so. I guess this is like being sent to the coat room when I was a knothead kid. but yeah, wow. So anyway, just I'm back. For those of you that missed me for the 12 hours overnight that I didn't know I was locked out for most of that time, I'm back. So wreaking havoc upon the Twitterverse again. I got to find something new to say, something else to get locked out on. You haven't been locked out of your Twitter feed, I guess, have you?
Nope. I don't think so.
Well, you're just not racy enough then. You're not living on the edge.
You know, start posting some of that stuff from the liberal dictionary and see if that changes things.
Take their own words and serve them back up and see
right.
if that changes things. Yeah. Okay. Listen, we got a great show lined up for you. I'm pretty excited about some of the stuff we got. The first section I'm going to be doing is called Hands Off of Our Kids. I'll cover down on that in just a minute. I got to tell you, though, if you find yourself getting outside of the overly broad range of our AM/FM here, it does not matter. I always say this, wherever you are in the big wide world, just go to the World Wide Web and just click on rightsideradio.org. It's rightsideradio.org. And then you can just go to the little piece on there that says Listen Live. And like I always say, no matter where you is, there we is. The show can be heard at any given time anywhere in the world. And apparently we have a lot of people that do that. So yeah, www.rightsideradio.org. Make sure it's a .org, not a .com, but .org. And that's how a lot of folks keep up with us. I got a caller on line one. I'll take that before we hit the break. So Brian from Huntsville. Brian, how you doing today, man?
Doing well. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, part of it is I think one of the reasons your Twitter came back so quickly is the people that set you off were forced to take the ivermectin and cured them.
Yeah, maybe so. Who knows?
But
yeah.
the second one is, I know it's off topic at the moment, but as far as everything that is going on with the Supreme Court, perhaps overturning Roe versus Wade and Lee, I just want to remind everybody to go back and research the Dred Scott decision, which was thankfully overturned as well.
That's true. That's true. Reversal sometimes means they got it wrong.
Have a blessed day.
You too, man. Take care. And by the way, that was not too far off topic, really, Brian, because there's a portion of this next section I'm going to do, Hands Off of Our Kids, that deals with that. Because if you get down to it, according to the stats that I just reviewed right before the show started, there would be 64 more million kids that would have been born in the United States since the Roe v. Wade decision in the early 70s. 64.5 million, actually. 64.5 million kids that were aborted. Now, you might look at that and go, well, some of those might have been for medical reasons, and some of those, no, we're talking about elective abortions. 64.5 million abortions. Oh, my gosh. That's heartbreaking when you get down to it. But I really do believe that what we're seeing right now is a true battle for our kids. And granted, it's always been that one generation feels that the next generation is getting it different or wrong. I mean, that happens. But the reality is, too, we're dealing with right now is a never before seen level of contest for the minds of children. Right down to the president of the United States saying the other day, and it'll be in some of my material here in a minute, that when they're in the classroom, they're our kids. No, sir, they're not. They are not. Well, I know we're headed to a break. I don't hear any music yet, but I know it's coming. But listen, we got a full show laid on for you. Coming up at, 3 o'clock, we got Copper's Corner. Coming up at 4 o'clock, we got Casey Wardinsky calling in, candidate for Congress. Going to give away some Trash Panda tickets pretty soon. Get your dialing fingers ready, 866-494-9866. I'll tell you about that. Don't dial yet, but I'll tell you about it in a minute. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid and conservative and just plain right. And according to my mom, I was not a knothead. That's comforting. So apparently mom was listening a moment ago, Copper. She just texted me and said, this is classic my mom. She says, I never thought you were a knothead, just obstreperous. I gotta look that word up. Obstreperous, creative, smart, and occasionally requiring that I be exactly the same thing. So please look up obstreperous for me, Copper, and tell me what that means that mom just threw at me. There is right here on the air. Thanks, Mom. Anyway, all right, folks, listen, we got plenty on tap today. And the first thing I'm doing here is a section I'm calling Get Your Hands Off Our Kids. And it's not news per se that this is happening. But yet it is, because it's happening more and more. I was just looking during the break. I was surfing social media to make sure I hadn't missed any headlines, and I'm watching a story that came out from New York Post about a teacher in Florida who was just fired because as a middle school art teacher, she thought it was a great idea to make her sexual identity a part of the class and then have all the kids decide what gender they best represent, make flags about it, and she was fired. That's completely inappropriate to talk about your sexual orientation with middle school kids. I mean, what kind of a sick adult does that? Anyway, story here from Fox News, this particular one written by someone named Lauren DeBellis. I'm not familiar with Lauren. This is more of an opinion piece. But nonetheless, hey, Copper, by the way, clip one. If you would go ahead and get clip one ready, please. I should have said that or put it on the board, and I forgot. So clip one. The title of it is From CRT to Gender Ideology Education, the Left Keeps Coming for Our Kids. And they start off by talking about the fact that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had allowed, you know, what they called several trees to be killed for her 1996 book, It Takes a Village, so that she could lecture parents, it says, on how we are ill-equipped to raise our kids without an assist from the government. Well, I agree, and that's the attitude they have, that there is this real belief that in some way that the government knows best. Now, there's going to be times when we're doing is protecting from abuse, and that's different. When we set the underage drinking, penalties, that's different. When we establish the fact that you cannot medically suppress someone's as a minor, when you cannot medically suppress their puberty, when you cannot conduct surgeries on them to alter them forever, that's intervention. When you look at laws related to statutory rape, that's protection. What we're talking about now is completely different. We're talking about ideologies. And we're talking about the philosophy of who is best capable of making the decisions about what is good for our children, the government or the parents and legal guardians. So in the article, it also points out that just the other day, President Biden, in one of his classic moments where you think, does he know what he's saying? I don't know that he knows what he's saying. Did he mean to say that? Well, he said that. President Biden, speaking to teachers at the White House last week for the Teacher of the Year ceremony, announced, they're all our children. And he wasn't talking about, you know, we all have children. He was saying, the kids that are dropped off at the door by the parents are basically giving you their children. And he's talking to teachers saying, they're all our children. He said, the reason you're the Teacher of the Year is because you recognize that. They're not somebody else's children. They're like yours when they're in the classroom. Now, maybe what he was trying to apply is you take seriously what you do. However, his comments do not bode well when you consider how many other times, most recently, the liberal side of politics has gone way too far in categorizing what is or is not appropriate in their minds for parents to be able to say or do. I mean, not the least of which is in the same article, it quotes Randy Weingarten. They need to quit trotting her out as the spokesperson for teachers. I mean, she's doing more harm to their cause. But the president of the American Federation of Teachers, Randy Weingarten, was very clear recently when she said, in modern history, since the huge desegregation battles, kids have been off limits. Well, now they are the battlefield. No, they are not the battlefield. In fact, they should be spared from the battlefield. She went on to say, with regards to Florida's parental rights bill, the one that bans government-run schools teaching kindergarten through third graders about sex and gender issues, she went on to say, Randy Weingarten did, this is the way wars start. Well, this article says, bring it on. It doesn't take a village, folks. Now, I do know, and I'm very conscious of the fact, because if you think for a second that I don't understand that there are difficult families out there, that there are families that are abusive and there are families that are just there are families that have poor parenting skills. Tell me. I do know that. You know why? Because I spent the first 10 years out of college in my professional life working with kids. 3.5 years working in an adolescent treatment center with abused and addicted kids, many of them with behavioral disorders, and then went from there to 7 years in full-time ministry working with kids. I understand that kids in this day and age, like many others in other days and ages, have great difficulties sometimes at home. But I still do not believe for a second that the government should be the arbiter of who is right and who is wrong at all times, and they should be able to step in and tell you how to raise your children and what they should be thinking at home. Not a bit. Not for a second. And if there's going to be something that could be controversial or ideological at any school, the parents should have a right to know about it. Not like the mother in Pennsylvania who had to file suit against the school system to be allowed to see the curriculum that they were telling her she was not allowed to see, but they were also teaching the kids. You've got things like here in the Washington Examiner. This story, if you recall, came out right around Christmas time. Washington Examiner, 1619 project author, says she does not understand why parents should have a say in school curriculum. That's Nicole Hannah-Jones. Bright red hair, you've probably seen her. 1619 project author Nicole Hannah-Jones literally went on NBC's Meet the Press and said that parents should decide, the idea that parents should decide what's being taught in schools is something she did not understand. Well, she's also the one who's rewriting history. So, I mean, go there, if you will. But Larry Kudlow, you got that clip, Copper? I'm sorry, you do. Thank you very much. Let's do this. There's a montage. I just picked one. There's a montage in this clip that I pulled from Fox. It was this parent sounding off about the fact that President Biden said, there are kids when they're at school. Well, it was pretty easy to find parents to take issue with that. In this entire montage, I picked one mom. And you could tell speaking is just something that she's not generally comfortable with to the microphone, I mean. But she did it, and she laid it out pretty clear. So, Copper, clip one, go ahead and play it.
There is no way that my child or children are any other person's child than mine and my husband. It is appalling what President Biden has said. We have a fundamental right to decide on the upbringing and the schooling of our children. And I am the primary person in my child's life. Never will there be a teacher, an administrator, or any public servant that is in charge of my child's life. And I will tell you that there are parents all over this country that will die on the hill to say that we do not co-parent with the government.
I disagree. Children do not belong.
Right there. Fine. So she's so right. And you know what the reality is? They need to recognize that parents will get active on this. Look back at the Virginia gubernatorial election that just occurred in recent history. That thing turned on a dime when the idea that parents were not allowed to have a say in what's happening with their kids when they're at school, when that issue came to the forefront, when Terry McAuliffe, who was the Democrat candidate for governor, said that parents should not have a say in their child's curriculum. At the same time, you had the Biden Department of Justice announcing that it had been, you know, consulted. Well, it turns out the consulting was with the teachers union, but it had been consulted on issues related to parents coming to school board meetings and speaking out, and was opening an investigation on the possibility of, you know, basically domestic terrorism. No, thank you. And this goes on and on. The issue is not one that just stops there. There's so many ways in which we're seeing liberals right now going after our kids. Larry Kudlow, and I don't think I'll play the clip on this one, but Larry Kudlow just did a great job breaking down the question of Roe v. Wade and the possible overturning of Roe that we're seeing right now that came out this week, the leaked documents that came out of the Supreme Court, saying the court is apparently prepared to see a reversal of Roe v. Wade. But in doing so, Kudlow says very clearly, he says that children are God's creation, and I agree with that. He said, children of God's creation, I understand that many people disagree with my view, and I respect that disagreement, but since Roe v. Wade, the pro-choice Guttmacher Institute reports that 63.5 million abortions have occurred since 1973, a data that matches what the Centers for Disease Control also says. And it's gone down some in recent years in terms of annual, but nonetheless, it's still happening. Kids are a gift from God. Well, one of the things that's happening right now is the state of Alabama is being sued by the Biden Department of Justice. Oh, pray tell, what could this be for? I'll tell you what it's for. It has to do with our kids. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Let's go ahead and take a break. Copper, we'll come back from that. Hey, listen, we're going to give away some Trash Pandas tickets here in a minute. Oh, yeah. I'll do that with you in just a minute. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Right now, I got some Trash Pandas tickets. I'll tell you what, some of you guys are out there listening. You got your dialing fingers ready, 866-494-9866. I got a pair of Trash Pandas tickets if you can call in and say you're a Right Side Ruffian. So, yeah, I'll take the first one that calls in, Right Side Ruffian, 866-494-9866. My gosh, the phones are ringing already. I love that. What a great audience, man. We got the best audience. So I'm gonna jump right on it. Line three, Shelton from Harvest. Shelton, how you doing?
Just great. First of all, I really enjoy your program. We moved here about 3 years ago from East Tennessee. Your opening today was just fantastic, and I also wished Copper a happy birthday.
Well, thank you for that. Shelton, do you consider yourself to be a Right Side Ruffian?
I'm fortunate to have one of your T-shirts, and although my wife kind of makes me wear it underneath other shirts, it's my pride and joy.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, Shelton, you hang on the line. What we're going to need to get from you is some contact information to include an email address. Copper will get that from you right after you and I quit talking, and we'll get those tickets out to you, man, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Copper, get all his information for me, please. And I appreciate that very much. All the rest of you who are trying to call in, Shelton beat you to it. I think he was sitting there on speed dial. But nonetheless, Thank you, Shelton, for being in the audience. And, man, we got a great audience. It's an honor to have this platform. I'll tell you what. I had a great time the other night, by the way. I said it yesterday, but to Monday night up in Colbert County, up near the Shoals area in Sheffield, actually, at the Ritz Theater. We had the Colbert County Republican Party gave me the honor of being allowed to sort of help. I moderated a political forum for their local candidates, two of the state legislative seats and the district attorney and the district judge. Great candidates all the way around, but really enjoyed doing that. But it's also just great to get out and meet folks who come up and say, hey, I listened to your show, and now I'm getting to see a face, you know, because on the radio you have that kind of blind opportunity to speak into the microphone, just hoping somebody hears it. But it's just a blessing when you get out there and someone walks up and says, hey, I listened to the show. Love that thing you said that day. And anyway, what a great audience. I teased this right before the break. Fox News reporting that as of just a few days ago, a friend of mine sent me this article. I'm not sure how I missed it. The Biden Department of Justice is suing Alabama over its law making transgender treatments for children a felony. Yeah, it was to be expected. The Justice Department filed a complaint Friday challenging Alabama's Senate Bill 184, which bans transgender treatments for children. The DOJ asserts that criminalizing the sexual transition of children is a violation of the 14th Amendment on the grounds of equal protection. That's crap. That's just crap. Okay. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, I guess what they're going to say then, why don't we go ahead and just counter that by saying then that statutory rape should not be outlawed. Huh. There you go. Well, I mean, we're just equal across the board. Do what you want to with kids. Nobody cares. Underage drinking, there's no such thing. 3 years old, give them a beer. Great. I mean, what voting age? Why do we have to wait till we're 21 or 18? I'm sorry, 18. 21 for drinking, 18 for voting. Tell you what, let the 9-year-old have their caucus. They can vote too. We'll start. You know, working on how best to find the best cartoon to tell them who to vote for. I'm just telling you, folks, I think the DOJ is going to lose on this. I think it's a matter of state law that is going to stand. But nonetheless, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey did sign the legislation. She didn't pass it. She signed it. I mean, it's always interesting to me, by the way, when they say the governor signed it. Well, yeah. But how about Senator Shea Shelnut, who had to fight that battle in the trenches for 3 years to get that freaking bill passed? We had him on the show the other day. He's a friend of mine. How about Shea Shelnut? How about Fox News? You talk about the fact that Senator Shea Shelnut was neck deep in alligators for 3 years working to get that bill passed, and he did. Anyway, Senate Bill 184, this is the DOJ talking. Senate Bill 184 makes it a felony for any person to engage in or cause specified types of medical care for transgender minors, and thus discriminates against transgender youth by denying them access to certain forms of medically necessary care. See, that's the thing. They call it medically necessary care. We have to block their puberty because the thing that they think they are now, I mean, granted, they're not mature enough to vote. They're not mature enough to drive. They're not mature enough to join the military. They're not mature enough to have a beer. But they're mature enough to know that instead of being a girl, they're actually a boy. Does it make sense to anybody? Apparently it makes sense to the Department of Justice. Anyway, that's happening. Alabama is the second state to impose a ban on gender-affirming. See, I love that too. Gender-affirming care. Gender-affirming care for minors and the first to impose criminal penalties. A similar measure in Arkansas, which would have banned doctors from prescribing the medications, was blocked by a federal judge. Ivey also signed legislation prohibiting certain Alabama elementary school teachers from discussing gender identity and sexual orientation. Well, there you have it. Elections have consequences, and we are seeing the benefit right now of what happens when people vote for personality over policy. I got a caller real quick. I guess I can go ahead and take that before we hit the break. And wow, I mean, I barely scratched the surface of the stack that I've got here in front of me. I got line two, Chris from Killen. Hey, Chris, how you doing, man?
Hey, I don't know this. I don't have kids. But at what age are parents allowed to leave kids at home alone?
I don't know that there is a set standard for that, Chris. If there is, I'm not aware of it. Why?
Well, if you can't leave your kids home alone, how can the kids make a decision what sex they are?
Well, that's a good point. I mean, yeah. And truthfully, there are certain decisions that kids just not allowed to make by law. Kids can't enroll themselves in school. Kids can't go out and, you know, there's certain things they're not allowed to buy. So, yeah, Chris, great point, man.
I'm with you 100% on this.
All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate you being in the audience. Yep. You sound like a right side ruffian. All right. Wow. So listen, yeah, other stuff happening, though, in all of this. I got some things I want to point out about Huntsville City Schools. Yes, I do. I think it's important that we know, and I've said it, it's been months since I've said it, but I think it's important that we know some things that are out there, even in the Huntsville City Schools. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.